the simplest commercial baking resource, brought to you by Bakerpedia and hosted by Mark Florca. With 45 years of industry experience, Mark knows the ins and outs of baking. He is Bakerpedia's community forum manager and baking instructor. He's here to share knowledge and help you grow connections. You're listening to the Baked In Science Podcast.
Welcome, bakers, to Bakerpedia's Baked In Science Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Florca, and in this episode, we listen in on Dr. Lynn Carson's conversation with Kristen Spriggs of ASB. This conversation took place leading up to the Best Week in Baking. ASB is the American Society of Baking and is celebrating their 100th anniversary as well as their 100th anniversary of the annual conference in Chicago titled Baking Tech and known in the industry as the Best Week in Baking. Listen in to hear about ASB, why it's important to you, and why you should be a member. If you haven't attended Baking Tech, this will give you some great insights about the conference and the changes that are taking place to move ASB forward into the future.
I have the pleasure of inviting Kristen Spriggs over to talk about Bake Tech. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Lynn. It's great to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. I know it's such a busy week for you.
It is. Yeah. It's exciting. It's very exciting over here. Yes.
Kristen, for the people who don't really know about ASB, what is Baking Tech?
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity, Lynn. So Baking Tech is ASB's signature conference that we host annually. It's exciting. It's our 100th celebration of both Baking Tech and the formation of ASB, the society. So this year, we kicked off our 100-year anniversary celebration in June of 2023. This is our first opportunity to really gather as a full community and celebrate Baking Tech as well. And so we are going to be in Chicago. Some people refer to it as the best week in baking. We officially kick off on February 27th, but the festivities and people will start gathering as of really Monday next week. So under a week until we're all together and then continuing on to a fun evening that we wrap up on Thursday the 29th.
That's great. What do you do there at ASB?
So I'm the executive director. I joined staff in January of 2023. And my role is to really, you know, do everything related to fostering an environment for baker members and those in support of the baking industry to come together and exchange knowledge, insights, experiences in a community of individuals who are like them, who also are in the baked goods industry and looking for professional development.
That's great. You have been there for a year right now.
Yeah.
I know it's not like a steep learning curve for you, but ASB is 100 years old. What has rapidly changed in the baking industry in the past 100 years and how has ASB evolved?
Yeah, so actually, you are right, Lynn. My background is not in food manufacturing. I have a deep background in association management, so working with membership communities. But as I've been learning this industry, and in fact, part of what we're discussing this year is part of our celebration is what has evolved significantly in the baking industry. I mean, obviously, you know, how we make our products, you know, continues. But, you know, the way that we manufacture today has dramatically changed. You know, one of the points that we touch on is every town of 50,000 people or plus would have a local bakery. And so as population centers have grown and there's been just a lot of change in the industry, the baking technology has changed dramatically in the last 100 years. But in terms of what's changed at ASB, we certainly certainly have experienced change and evolution during that time as well. I mean, our name is one thing. We were formerly American Society of Baking Engineers. Now, today, we are inclusive of a much broader audience beyond just either bakery owners or engineers or production managers, but really looking at many different aspects within the overall baked goods industry, from quality to supply chain to actually operations and production and engineering as well, but a much broader audience. So that's one thing that has changed. Really, we continue to focus on education, learning, development, professional development, training. That's very much where we are in the science behind bakeries, bakery operations.
That's my next question is, I mean, that's really good to hear, because in my mind, I'm wondering, like, how is being a member relevant to bakers? You know, can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, what have you done in the last few years that's brought the society up, you know, a notch and its relevance to bakers?
You know, so much of what we're doing here at ASB, we focus on the individual. So that's one unique aspect of where we are in the overall market, focusing on the individual and their professional development and training specifically. And so much of what we are doing today is working to fill a gap in the industry, both in the professional development, training, and recruiting people to the industry as well. And then once we get them into the industry, being able to quickly adjust, adapt, and learn much faster than perhaps what options were historically, to be able to equip these individuals so that they can function and rapidly improve in the advancement of the organization that they represent, the company, the bakery that they represent. So, you know, adapting to modern technology needs. I mean, obviously, you know, we still have our annual gathering where people can come and learn and exchange ideas with one another and share best practices, but then really leaning in towards how do we help in between then, whether that's our regional training that we are developing or our partnerships that we have with organizations like Bakerpedia and others to make it accessible on demand, being able to utilize technology for that asynchronous learning that they want to do, whether that's, you know, company time or outside of company time, but bringing that learning into the individual's home or office so that they can do it at their convenience versus, you know, a set time once or twice a year with an intensive training opportunity.
Right. And this is why Bakerpedia is so interested in partnering with ASB, because ASB has finally shifted its focus from just 1 week in baking to a whole year in baking. I was just talking to my baker friend yesterday. He owns a $10-20 million in revenue bakery. And he's like, Lynn, I can't get away. I can't possibly lose 4 days because I'm running this bakery, right? And when you talk to these size of bakeries, and there are a ton of them, right? How do you reach them? How do you entice them to come, right? So I feel like your vision of all year training and then giving an incentive to come, I think that's a really good place to start. So since we're going to next week, you know, I want to encourage all the bakers there in Chicago, you're still not too late to come.
That's right.
You know, yeah. What else will be happening next week?
We can certainly talk about all the exciting things that are happening next week. And you're right, Lynn, there is still time to register. In fact, we had 75 registrations even in the last few days. So if you think you're late or behind the game, you're not. There's still time.
You can still show up at the door and
you can,
sign up.
You can. That's exactly right. You can still show up and we will welcome you with open arms and help you get integrated right away. So you're absolutely right, Lynn. We do know of that need where taking several days out of the office, though it has been referred to as the best week in baking, we have condensed the schedule. So if you are not involved in a committee or serving on a board or something like that, for the most part, it's really 2.5 days. And it's an accessible location, Chicago, you know, lots of flights in and out. Even next year when we're in Orlando, also very accessible. So that's an important component for baking tech, because we know individuals taking time out of the office, that that's challenging. But the year-round learning that we are doing, really working to make that available at convenience. But then also we introduce the regional meetups in 2023. Yes.
A little bit more about that. Yep. When is the next one after Baking Tax?
Well, we're really excited. We already have some scheduled for May. We are planning at least 4 next year. We had 2 last year and they were well received. So we're looking forward to doing at least 4 that are on the calendar right now. And we're doing them all over the country. So the regional aspect of them is definitely part of the formula for us to be able to bring those to different parts.
Oh, that's so great, because my baker in Carolinas would be able to attend that.
Yes. In fact, we're working on one down there right now, actually. That's exciting. I look forward to welcoming your friend there. But next week at Baking Tech, a lot of what we're doing is in the concurrent sessions or the breakout sessions. That's really where the education happens. But there's obviously time to really learn in any environment that while you're there. So whether that's a social function and making connections or listening in at a Bake Talk stage, which are designed to be 10-minute sessions and then 10 minutes of Q&A of the speaker. So hard-hitting, quick information, even walking our marketplace. And, you know, our marketplace is unique and that goes back to our history, but the opportunity to make at least 160 plus connections with individuals that have products, resources, services to make your operations more efficient.
And I'll be there too.
I know you
will. I'll be there in the marketplace. I am like so looking forward to the TED Talk style.
I know. We love those. We introduced those last year. They were our Bake Talk stage last year.
I mean, they're like packed.
They were packed. I facilitated or hosted all of them. It was really fun. And they're an engaging conversation style and quick rehearsed presentations with time for dialogue and discussion. We love them. And we're introducing something else new this year. So networking is huge. And when you say networking, okay, what does that mean? That doesn't have to mean walking into a, you know, social function or a large space
that's scary.
So we are introducing something new called the Ideation Lab, and it is intentionally designed where it's smaller groups around facilitated topics and conversation. So you So for example, one of the topics we're doing is mentoring. And so you can come in, everybody in that room is interested in mentoring or doing something related to mentoring. And so there will be a facilitator and the facilitators will introduce the topic, ask questions, keep the conversation going. But it's all designed for that less structured way of learning and a little bit more formal way of making, you know, community connections too.
That's awesome. So, well, I can't wait to make my trip over to Chicago, but let's talk about you for a moment. You obviously aren't a status quo kind of leader, right?
I'm not.
What are you interested in? I mean, what do we hope to expect?
Well, so I think you'll start to see some of that introduced even just last year with the regional meetings and really working to develop that year-long engagement and value proposition. My background in association management comes from the member experience side. So my charge here at ASB by the board of directors is to really build an organization, a community of peers that has the opportunity to tap into each other and build that community year-round, year-long. So much of what we are doing today is focused on that, whether it's these regional meetings that we're hosting, this new way of learning, where it's so much more accessible. The vision for us is to develop a community where there's a sense of belonging. We love respecting our legacy and our history, but really working to also evolve and meet the needs of the next generation, both the generation of leaders today, as well as our future leaders. So much of what we're doing is taking the very best of what has got us here for the last 100 years, and then adapting, changing, and building up on that for the future.
So that is exciting to hear, Kristen. I really hope that you get all the support that you need to reach your vision. One more thing. Say if I was new to Baking Tech and I haven't been there in a few years, what tips would you have for me to help me network properly?
Well, that's great. Well, one of the things that we relaunched this year, Lynn, and I'm so glad you asked me this. If you are a first-time attendee or haven't been in a while, we relaunched our ambassador program. And that is basically where one of the members of the community will reach out in advance. And I mean, it's, you know, it's a fancy word for a buddy system. Essentially, we're going to help make a connection with at least one person in the community, and then they'll be there on site to connect with you and at least help you get integrated. Because, you know, one of the things that I've learned in membership organizations, a strong community is a wonderful aspect. But when you are new and trying to break into it, it's daunting and it's hard and it can feel like you don't fit in. And so we want to minimize that barrier of entry and be able to help people make connections and feel like they're part of the community right from the get-go. We're not going to leave that to chance. And so that's what that ambassador program is all about. One of the other things that I thought was interesting, and I was just reminded of this, this comes from our commercialization policy that was adopted a long time ago. We've updated it and modernized it a little bit, but it used to be where you couldn't say where you were from, what company you represented. We still have where you can't wear your logo to the event. You know, you can't come in your branded gear.
Can't wear this t-shirt.
You can't wear your Bakerpedia t-shirt right now. I know, right? But good news, we are launching ASB branded gear. So you can, you know, wear your t-shirt and then, you know, put your ASB sweatshirt on there. But in addition to having our new merchandise pop-up shop, which we're excited about, the reason for that is that it really allows us all to come together as a community. And so it shouldn't feel like this intimidating sales experience. It's really designed to be, you know, let me educate you. Let me tell you, let me connect with you about resources, products, services, help you solve your problems or make an introduction to someone in the community who possibly can. So that's at the heart of the commercialization policy, to really make sure that it's free from that and that everybody feels welcome and that there's this tight sense of belonging.
So I heard that you're going to be speaking at the Society of Women in Baking.
Yes.
So we'll see you there as well.
We will.
When is that?
So SBW has some tremendous events that started at ASB several years ago, you know, just as a community of women who were just really, you know, making their way in the industry and looking for a place to connect, because it was still very male dominated. And while we have experienced some change in that, we're still, you know, as a group of women, we still really enjoy connecting with one another. So the Society of Bakery Women will host a reception in our chairman's suite on Monday evening. That's a casual, wonderful affair. It's hosted.
I love that one.
I know.
I really love it. It's like a kickoff.
Exactly. And that's just professionals. So that's a unique event that allows us to gather casually as professional women in the baking industry. And then on Tuesday morning, the 27th, they host a breakfast, a brunch, but that includes students. And that's a way for this community to introduce students entering the field, help them make connections, get internships, jobs, whatever that might be, at least meet somebody who's already a professional in this industry. So that is the feature of Tuesday, the brunch. I was honored to be asked to speak, and I'm going to talk about resilience, which is obviously, you know, a very near and dear topic to many women in the room.
And I don't think anybody else can talk about it as well as you. Seriously.
You are very kind, Lynn. I have had some great experiences in my career. Certainly experienced, you know, moments where resiliency and pulling myself up by my bootstraps was necessary. And I'm proud to share those and those learnings with others. So that's really what it's about. I do not have all the answers. I am not a resiliency expert, but I'm going to share some stories and hard-earned lessons that I've had in my 25 plus career.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, well, thank
you. So thank you for coming on today. And before we leave, do you have any last words of wisdom for me?
Yes,
as an attendee in the bake tech?
Yes, I wrote something down related to this, and I really think it's important. Make time for casual conversations. So the schedule is really busy, but make time for those casual conversations and take the moment to deepen those relationships, because that's really the magic of what happens when you come together at in-person events. Then you can deepen that relationship so that when you go back, it will transcend the distance.
I'm going to go into my WUVA meeting app today and start making those coffee dates. I'm going to do it. Thanks for reminding me.
You're right. So make time for that. Go to those places. sit with someone new at lunch. You know, when you go into the general sessions, yes, it's wonderful to connect with friends and people you've known for years. And it is a sense of a reunion, but really take time to say, like, I'm going to reach out to someone new today. I'm going to make a new connection.
That's true. Oh, that's a really good advice. And I'm going to take it. If you don't know me and I'm sitting next to you, Kristen's the reason why I'm doing that.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Yeah, that's great.
Well, Kristen, thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you next week.
We so appreciate you, and we can't wait to see you too, Lynn. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Lynn Carson, CEO of Bakerpedia, and Kristen Spriggs, Executive Director of the American Society of Baking. Some very interesting insights about the organization and changes happening, as well as the new face of baking tech. Thank you very much for listening. Please do connect with us on LinkedIn or Facebook in the Baking Industry Professionals Group. We love to hear what interests you, share your challenges, and tell us what you would like to hear more of. I'm Mark Florka, and this has been Bakerpedia's Baked in Science podcast.